This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Esther Goulias, the tax lady, president of EG Tax, is with us live on the Trocar College Lifeline on WBEN. Esther, good morning. We're almost a week away from the tax deadline. This must be crunch time at your office.
8 days. 8 days and counting. So you got to make sure that if you're somebody that needs to, and you haven't filed, that you have to make sure you get either your tax return in or an extension to avoid penalties.
And time's running out to do so. What that extension, if you don't think you're going to do this in time, how do you file for it? And I've always kind of wondered, because we talk about this every year, is it way easier to file an extension than to just do your taxes? It seems like, one thing might be just as complicated as the other.
Well, an extension is one form, 4868. But with the 4868, you have to include your tax liability that you project you're going to pay. So it's going to require some thought on your part if you're going to file the extension. On the state of New York, it's an IT 370. But again, with both of them, tax deadline is next Tuesday. You got to pay your taxes. But the extension to send in the paperwork is mitigated by filing form 4868 or IT 370. So I had a gentleman the other day who has some stock sales that he had, about $300,000, and we're computing his cost basis right now. So that's one of the reasons he's going to extend. But we anticipate his liability is going to be $40,000. So to do his extension, he's going to have to send in the $40,000.
So even if you're sending an extension, you still have to pay, and you have to have a pretty good guess as to what you owe.
You do. And it's better to over guess than under guess.
I'm seeing nationally, Esther, that fewer Americans have filed their taxes and more have requested extensions at this point in the filing season compared to last year. What are you seeing?
Yep. That's exactly what I saw. It's really interesting. I know the weather didn't help the Western New Yorkers because there was all those ice storms in February. We have caught up and are ahead right now, but I saw nationally, I think people are thinking that the IRS agents are not working, and maybe if they file, they won't get their refunds. But that's not true. We have not seen any holdup at all in refunds.
I'm looking at the financial, but usually the tax season, the end of it, would kind of be our number one financial headline this week. Not so much anymore. With what we're seeing on Wall Street, is there any sort of way going for, obviously this would not impact this year's taxes, but these tremendous losses on the stock market, are they already kind of like switching gears in your head to think of how people might be able to capitalize or claim more losses next year on their taxes than they did this year?
You know, Brian, what people don't understand, I've found that people are completely ignorant as to how they're taxed. But one of the worst things is if you have a capital loss, you're selling stock, and let's say you have a $100,000 loss, okay? You can only use that $100,000 loss to offset other capital gains, or else you're limited to $3,000 a year. So if you lost $100,000 and you don't have capital gains to offset it with, you're going to pay, you're going to be able to deduct $3,000 a year, year after year after year after year.
Are people coming to you with questions like that?
Again, I think right now everybody's in shock. It's just been 2 days. Today's be the third day. I think people are saying to me, I haven't lost it till I sell it, which is true. There's no loss that you can take as a deduction on your tax return until you actually sell that stock. Another thing that people need to know is if you sell the stock to harvest the loss, okay, then you can buy that stock back in 31 days and keep going again and have a new basis. So that's something that people should look at. But more than anything, I think wisdom would be the jury's out. Just take a deep breath and let's see how this thing plays out before you go and cash everything in.
Okay, good advice there. Well, for everyone who's kind of waiting on the last minute or last second to do these things, is there, you know, one piece of advice you'd give them? Is there a question that's kind of commonly been coming your way this year, maybe more than most, that's kind of giving people a pause or a reason to pump the brakes this year?
A lot of people are getting reduced refunds and owing more taxes, primarily because they did so well with the interest income in the banks, because they were picking up some really good interest, which ends up to be taxable this time of year. So, but they can utilize the individual retirement account, the IRA contribution, and take, if they're over 50 years or older, and take if they have earned income. They can take up to $8,000 if they qualify to reduce their tax liability. So you have until next Tuesday to open up that IRA, and if you're self-employed, an SEP, to reduce your tax liability. I did it the other day with a couple that were supposed to owe $4,000. We put $16,000 in their IRA. They ended up with a $1,000 refund, and they skipped out of the office.
Wow, that is a great point. All right, well, we'll leave it there. Esther, thanks so much.
Thanks, Susan.
That's Esther Goulias, the Tax Lady, president of EG Tax. Her show is heard every Saturday afternoon here on WBEN.